Right. Girls. But we're on. We're on. Woo!
Yay!
What's up? Well, and now I'm actually recording this audio and video. Oh, the people at home can hear the video. Now the video is going. Guys, it's Kate. This is Date Fails. I'm here in my apartment. Einstein is behind me. If you can't see this because you're listening at home, I have a very cool, a very cool graphic. I don't want to call it a painting.
It is cool.
Because the guy is actually a graphic artist. He does these on like on the internet, on his computer somehow. He does
Which is really
art.
Dope. Yeah.
Yeah. But his name is Rob Sicotis. He didn't pay me to do this ad or even ask me to mention it, but he sent me two of the dopest art pieces I've ever seen. I have no artwork in my apartment other than.
Well, now you do.
Now I have these.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, and then I have a bunch of birds on the wall. Do you see all the birds
on
my wall?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, that was from a bird calendar that I bought at the 99-cent store. And then
I
framed all the birds.
I realized that you had all those birds on the wall.
I like birds because they represent freedom.
Yes.
Because they can fly, you know.
And it's a good thing that you keep this painting out here in your living room. Can you imagine having that in your bedroom?
It's a little creepy, right?
Right?
But wait, let me tell you the story
behind
it. It's
just like Einstein's like,
yeah.
What are you doing, Kate?
For the people at home, I'll totally post a photo of this painting so you can see it. Well, I got to stop calling it a painting. What do you call it? Art piece.
It's an art piece.
This art piece. It's basically just Einstein.
Yeah, but you got to paint it in order to make it an art piece.
No, he didn't paint
it. It's a graphic design.
He painted it with on Photoshop, I think.
Paint.
Adobe Photoshop paint, maybe. I don't know if he painted this from scratch, so I feel like he took a photo of Einstein and went from there. I'm not really sure. Now I feel like we have to find out the answers. This is the worst opening to a
cool.
podcast.
It's still art, so the it's point, art at the end of the day.
It's art, okay? And the reason I got this piece, because this guy, Rob, came to see me in Vegas, and he said, actually, I found his art on Instagram. He follows me, but every once in a while, I'll look at my followers' pages just to stalk them and see like what my followers are up to. And I happened to go to his page, and I was like, this is fucking the sickest artwork. So then I invited him to a show in Vegas because he lives there. And when he came, he brought me two art pieces, and this was one.
Dude, that's dope.
Yeah, but what's cool about it is it's just Einstein's eyes, and then the whole bottom of it is basically like streaming paint. And he said, this is, you know, Einstein's theory of if you make the same mistake twice, or what is it? It's if you do something twice and expect different results, then you're crazy.
I don't know. I didn't. Really,
you've never heard that?
No, I
didn't really graduate high school, so I'm not sure.
Renee's like, I work at Burger King and I'm 57. No, you know the theory they say if you do the same thing twice and expect different results, then you're crazy. So, like, if you date the same guy twice and you think he'll be different the second time, you're crazy.
That's true.
So, this guy, Rob, the first time he printed this, he thought the printer fucked up, and he tried to run it again.
That's dope, actually.
Yeah, and it went through like this twice, and then he said, oh, shit, it's Einstein's theory, and I'm crazy for trying to run it twice. So, I got this one because apparently Rob thinks I'm crazy.
And he's looking at you like you're crazy.
And he's actually right.
And he's, no, and he's creepy.
Which is crazy.
A couple nights I've gotten stoned in here and thought he came to life. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you have a very... Now that you pointed out the whole birds thing, I'm thinking to myself, you have something with animals here. She's like, if you guys can't see this, like, she's got birds on her wall. She's got a blanket over there with monkeys. This laptop is sitting on a box with crabs and starfish.
I never noticed that. There's a flying cat.
There's a flying cat over there.
It's not a flying
cat. A tiger.
Wait, what flying cat?
There's a flying. What is that? A mouse?
She's not aware.
Wait, I have to show them. Hold the mic.
Oh my
God.
I'm gonna hold this mic.
Keep talking.
I'm not kidding you. There's a flying. It looks like a flying rat cat. I don't know what that is. There's.
Is that a bat? No. No.
You guys, for those of you not watching the video, it's a card. My mom sent it to me for Valentine's Day, and it is. It's a freaky cat with fangs and wings and hearts on it.
That
I don't know why
so
my mom
cute.
Picked this. My mom sent me one day, I'm not kidding, she sent me a care package in the mail.
And I like the way you just threw it on the floor.
Mom, I love you. I just... It's that card.
My mom sent me this.
Yeah, that card. I actually left it sitting on the coffee table, and I think when my cleaning lady came, I was out of town, and she put it up like it was an art piece, and I just kept it there.
Well, she must have also put up these Virgin Mary candles that you have.
No,
here.
I bought those.
Like, bless this woman.
I do. I have
like,
Jesus.
Bless this white girl. She needs help.
I know. I have the Catholic Jesus prayer candles.
She turns them on when you're not here just to bless the house.
Actually, is this Mary? It says Virgin Guadalupe.
That's what.
Is that what they call her?
That's what. Yes, that's what the Virgin Mary is. This is yes. Wait, this is total Mexican shit right here.
What does Guadalupe mean, Mary? Why does it mean Mary?
Well, she could probably explain that better than I can.
Explain.
She's from Honduras.
So Mary in Spanish is Guadalupe.
Oh, well, that's a very simple explanation. I thought it was going to be a way more like detailed story, like somehow.
No,
much,
it's not. It's actually, it's actually a lot simpler. Yeah,
Guadalupe
that is simple.
Guadalupe doesn't mean Lupe? Mother of Christ. It just means Mary.
Wait, no. I'm wrong. Is that Maria? No, I'm so Santa
Maria?
Wrong.
Santa Maria. Are there any Latinos out there that can help us out?
Yeah, answer this for us. We're just
someone's going to send me an email and be like, fuck you, Guadalupe.
I'm from Texas, by the way. So,
aren't you half Mexican?
Half.
Aren't you Mexican?
Yeah.
Descendants,
but I'm like fourth,
right?
Generation. I don't really know. Yeah.
And I'm Honduran, so I really
My great grandmother was born in San Antonio, Texas. That's how.
That's how Mexican
you
are?
That's how Mexican I am.
That doesn't make you Mexican. That makes you Texan.
You know what? That's actually a good point.
Yeah, that doesn't
I just
make you Mexican
that.
At
Thank
all.
You very much.
You'd have to be born in Mexico. Jesus Christ. I think I'm going to edit this to start it 7 minutes in. I'm going to be like, that part, none of that counted.
But I really want to know now. I'm really interested. Guadalupe?
All right, we're going to pause it to figure out who the fuck. I shouldn't say fuck. Watch. She's probably Guadalupe probably means Mother of Christ.
It probably does.
I have the prayer candles in my living room because I actually believe this is people are going
to
think I'm insane.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
I believe in angels and demons and spirits. I really do. And I believe in burning prayer candles and saying a prayer that it like cleans.
Okay, but where does that come
spirits?
From though, Kate? Like where that has to come from your background, upbringing, yes.
You're conscious.
You really want to know this? Oh man, my listeners are going to be like, all right, they're going to be so shocked, but I can tell it.
Oh no, they got to hear it now.
I mean, all right, you know, this is I've never told this on here. Oh my god,
oh,
I
my
never
god,
give
here
this
we go.
Away.
All right. You're hearing it first.
I don't talk about religion, but you know, I believe in God. I really do. And I grew up in a Christian family, okay? And then
me too.
We all did.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere along the line, I stopped believing in God and I hated the Christian church. And I'll tell you why. Because when my mom and dad split up when I was young, we were really active in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And all those bitches, those ladies that were like my mom's friends, just talked so much shit and they were rude to her. Because back then, like I'm old, back then, divorce, if you were like a church going family and you got a divorce, it was kind of like you were the talk of the town. It was a small town.
Yes. And every
like,
time they saw you, they would all go. Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You grew up in one of those towns, too?
Yeah, a small enough town to where people talked. And I remember looking at those people and thinking, if that's a representation of what Christianity is, I don't want anything to do with it.
Well,
so I quit the church, right? But then...
Like you turn in your resignation. You're
I
like,
turned
look,
it in.
I'm giving my 2 weeks notice.
My letter.
I'm not going to... I'm going to come to the next two masses, and then after that, I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And you know, as a kid, you hate church. It's boring as fuck. I didn't want to go anyway, you know?
Well, half the time we were asleep anyway, so it didn't matter. It's
I was
boring. You're not listening to anything.
I was in Sunday school, you know, during the service, but I'll tell you what I do remember, which I should have known I would be a performer. The only time I liked church was when we got to come upstairs and do, like, show stuff for the congregation. Like, when we were kids, they'd be like, you're going to act out the scene. And I'd be like, okay, I'm a sheep, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd fucking kill.
Oh, there's free food?
Yeah, yeah. And I'd find ways to put, like, dance numbers, like, twerking or whatever into the sheep job. Like, whatever.
Everybody's going, what's wrong with that sheep?
Yeah, everybody was like, I think your kid is having seizures up there. I'm not sure. Is she epileptic? I don't know.
Nope, that's just Kate.
Yeah. And then, this is so real. And then we all quit going to church. I think my mom was embarrassed, really. Like, we just all stopped going. And then I really started to get angry. Like, I was angry about my parents' divorce. I was that kid, too. Like, I was a daddy's girl. I blamed it on my mom. Now, years later, I'm like, Dad was a fuckboy. Whatever. Like, now I know. But so...
Hence the hat, ladies and gentlemen.
Hence the fuckboy patrol. Thanks, Dad. No, but then, like, years later, I started getting into trouble. And I use the word trouble loosely now as a grown-up. It's not like I was doing heroin, but you know, I was drinking in high school, like at school, like smoking weed
trouble.
At school.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I know. Well, I think I drove a car
we
drunk.
We call that fun. We ain't.
I know. Well, yeah, you're from Texas. Like I you know. Guys fucking drink on the school bus and shit. The bus driver's like passing out. Kegged.
I was still going to church while you guys were doing that.
I know. Oh, yeah, you're a lot younger. You could be my daughter.
Yeah. Right.
It's great. But so the point is just I started getting a lot of trouble. I didn't really fit in. I was having trouble keeping friends. So to make friends, I started to do shit on purpose that people would think was funny. But I would get like kicked out of school and suspended.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like I TP'd the school, you know, but I did it purposely so people would know it was me. Like instead of the way you're supposed to where you like sneak it, I would like leave like my name on the fucking toilet paper.
Love Kate Quigley.
Exactly. Shit like that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Boy, I wonder who did this.
Yeah. They're like, we can't figure it out. It says Kate on every piece of toilet paper. And there's an address. And whose phone number is this for a good time?
Oh, gosh.
But long story short, I ended up finding my niche with this group of like Christian kids. But they were like the outer Christians, like the Christians that like smoked weed and had tattoos. And they were like born again Christians.
Right.
So I started hanging out with them.
They're like, we're going to have Bible study, but we're also going to pass around a joint so that's everybody could just feel good right now.
Legitimately how it was.
Seriously.
I swear to God. And then
that's
I was like,
enhance this Christian experience.
There's no judging at this circle.
That's totally how
I know,
it was.
Right?
And then like there was gay guys in that troop of Christians.
We're going to pass around a plate, but it's not what you think. It's not what you think.
It was a joke about the Eric Myers. It's the dandruff of the Lord. Yeah. That's what Eric Myers says. He got pulled over with cocaine. It's the dandruff of the Lord.
That's right. Eric Myers, dude.
Yeah.
Good joke, Eric.
But the point is just once I realized that, oh my God, there's actually Christians that are open-minded, like I think Jesus was open-minded. If people listening to this are tuning out now because I never talk about it, but I think Jesus hung out with whores and fucking gamblers.
Dude,
and
are you kidding me?
Outcasts.
I'm sure he did. You know, I mean, he had to make them feel comfortable. Right? You know,
loves
totally.
Everybody.
So
loves
whether
everybody.
Or not you believe in God, Christianity, Christ, whatever you believe, that's fine. I don't care. But like just historically, just even who Jesus was as a person, just a person while he was alive that hung out with those people and was loving and like either way. I mean, historically, he was murdered for what he said. Whether you believe he came back or not, I don't care. But either way, just like that kind of balls to me, I'm like, that's balls. I want those balls.
Well, I'm sure at one point he was like, you know, listen, Peter, Paul, I like hanging out with you guys, but y'all are boring. I'm going to go hang out with the hookers. You know what I mean? They're a little bit more fun. You guys got to go home to your wives. They're complaining that why you're not home. You know what? You guys do what you got to do. I'm going to go hang out with the hookers and the whores and the gamblers and the cheaters.
I mean, he was turning water into wine. Like, he was, like, into fun, man. Who does that? You know?
That guy, Jesus, does. Yes. That's who does that.
Jesus.
Dude.
And Guadalupe somewhere.
That's right. If there's two guys that I would always want to hang out with, it's Jesus and Darth Vader. Those two guys could make shit happen.
Why
I
Darth
guarantee
Vader?
That.
So random.
Yeah, he's powerful. He can make stuff happen.
Darth Vader is kind of hot, too. There's something about
a
guy.
I didn't want to say it, but, you know.
You don't know what's under there. It's
that's
mysterious.
Right. Just a heavy breathing. You're like, ugh. And as a dude, I'm like, damn, it's hot.
You're like, does he have asthma? What the fuck is wrong with him, man? All I know,
it's our version of a tease. What is under there?
Darth Vader. I mean, it is interesting. That's a great question. Okay, so now that we talked about my religion, I can't believe I just told that story on here. That's crazy.
I'm glad you did tell it.
Yes.
I know. I got nervous.
Okay.
Could you tell? I got blushy.
I could not tell at all.
We're drinking tequila, by the way, which I obviously will regret tomorrow because that's when I say all the realest shit.
That's what it's all about. You want to be real.
Well, you want to be genuine with your audience, right? Right, guys?
Yeah, if you say so. All right.
Yes.
I'm as real as can be, and we're about to get realer.
Here we go.
So,
uh-oh.
So first of all, I have to introduce my guests because I forgot.
Well, it's about time.
In the middle.
I'm Guadalupe. I'm just kidding.
Coming up, I'm sure people are watching going, who's there?
Who are these people? Like, they know you, Renee. You've been on before. And Yvette has been on, but she's been not named.
Right,
and
she's been notorious.
So first of all, if you guys want to scoot towards me, you can so that Yvette's actually in the frame. Okay, so guys, I actually recorded this podcast yesterday, and I asked you all to send me questions. And then you sent me like 200 of the best questions of all time. And I recorded about 40 minutes of an episode. And then I uploaded it to finish the last 20 when I came home from my appointment. And long story short, I somehow did not upload the episode properly, or I removed the SD card wrong. I fucked it up. The episode is gone. It's completely gone. So we're redoing it. But I had to get all new questions because I deleted the questions. Well, they timed out. I didn't fucking know.
Okay. Now
did you know the questions disappear after 24 hours?
Oh, just like a regular story?
Yeah, it's like Snapchat. They just disappear. Yeah. So
that sucks.
Yeah, it really blows. So the point is, I got all new questions and we're doing this again.
Here we go.
And I'll repeat some of the first ones, but you guys never heard it. So this story is pointless. And I called Renee and I said, Renee, I need a guest. And he said, I'm out with Yvette. And I said, can you drop what you're doing and come over? I have tequila.
And that was kind of tough to drop what I was doing because we were...
You were fucking? You said you were at a bar in Glendale. I didn't know a bar meant your dick.
Yeah.
That was before.
Yvette was on a bar in Glendale.
We were already at the brewery by then.
You were at the brewery? You guys
already
fucked tonight?
We were already at the brewery. We did that before. Anyway, so...
I haven't had sex in a while.
Wow.
Because my sex partner blew me off to go to Canada. And also... But you know what? Do you think it means love that he went down on me on my period?
Oh.
Are we live?
We're not live.
I think I speak for every guy when I go.
I know it's gross, but it's love, right? That's definitely love.
It's got to be.
Love or hammered, smashed?
He wasn't hammered. Was
he drunk?
A little, but not that much. Jesus, he came three times. Christ. How drunk could he be?
He came three times?
Yeah.
Jesus.
How many times did you?
What was he?
A lot.
Yeah, I was gonna say if he came three times,
always,
it came
always
came 13 times.
That's why we can't stop fucking because it's like it's so addictive. We can't even sleep. Man. I can't sleep.
Wow.
It's like electric.
It sounds like love to me.
I don't know if it's love.
I'm still trying to get past the fact that he went really down on you on your period. I haven't gotten past that.
I couldn't believe it.
I don't know
if
any guys have done.
He's never done that.
Look at him. He can't even.
I personally have never. You know what? Einstein, have you ever done that? And he's like, I'm not answering anything.
Sounds like the theory of crazy. Well, here's the thing.
Wow.
In all the time that we've hooked up, which has now been, 5 years or something, on and off, on and off. He would not even let me come over. If there's a trace of blood possible, like a trace, he's like, I don't even want to smell it. I don't want to be near it. He hates it.
Like my period might be coming. I'm not on it.
It could be next week. He's like 7 days. I don't know.
Too soon.
I don't want to smell it.
Look, it's a paper cut. There's barely anything. I don't care. You're not coming over. Stop it.
I mean, I don't know. I think that's basically engagement is what I'm saying. I think we're engaged.
Definitely.
That's like a ring, right? Renee.
It's like when you cut your hand and
you
make
what?
A pact.
I'm going to say yes.
That's essentially, that's what that was.
We made a blood pact.
Yes, you did. You did.
Even his towels are white. He's like, I'll put a towel down. I'm like, it's white. It's going to ruin your towel. He's like, I don't care. It was crazy.
It was a white towel?
A white.
I mean, not even a dark towel. A white towel.
I was
going to say,
he couldn't pull out a navy blue towel.
I know. It was... I know.
A couple of black t-shirts.
It was so crazy. I know. I don't know. All I'm
a
saying
trash
is.
Trash bag?
I just want to go on the record to say.
I
if
think
you,
he wanted it as a souvenir.
Ew.
He loves you.
Oh my God. I don't think that's a souvenir he needs. But also, once I left my underwear there.
See, I don't have a problem with that. Oh, you're talking about.
By accident, I went home in the morning without it. And it was like really expensive, and I never got it back. That means he definitely gave it to someone else by mistake, right?
No,
I don't think they would have accepted that if they knew it wasn't theirs.
It's really nice underwear.
This guy would know whose panties those are. I mean,
well, I never got them
you'd
back.
You have to be
so.
A really idiot to give those panties to somebody else, and you go, "Well, hey, I think these are your panties."
You do know this person, and that is not entirely. Impossible to imagine. I mean, you don't think he could get drunk and give the wrong girl my underwear?
No, you know what? And now if he's under the influence of whatever, yes, it's possible, but it's...
Well, all I'd like to say...
But if he's not sure, why would he be like, hey, are these yours?
All I'd like to say...
How wrong would that go? Like, no?
Well, he did tell me he wants to write a bit about that, so maybe it happened, and that's why he wants
probably.
To write a bit about it. All I have to say to that whore is you owe me $25.
Victoria's Secret?
Victoria's Secret.
Bitch.
I was like,
It was a black G-string with like diamonds on that shit.
Oh,
it was a
grindstone.
Well, not real diamonds, obviously, like cubic zirconia or like fucking.
They were just
sequins.
Sexy underwear.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Give them back.
You
no,
owe
kidding.
Me, bitch.
Just give her the Venmo. Venmo her.
Where you at? You owe Kate some goddamn money.
You owe me $25.50 with tax. All right.
That's pretty expensive for some goddamn underwear.
I know. Well, I only have a few nice pairs. That's why when I use them, I want them back.
Dude, I go to Target and spend $13.50 for a four pack
How much?
Of underwear.
$18.50?
$13.50.
What kind of underwear do you wear? What
I
does
wear
it look
boxer
like?
Briefs.
What colors?
I wear all colors.
Not white, right?
No. I mean, I do have some tidy whities.
I don't
but
like those.
I only have three pair of tidy whities.
Why do you have
what?
Those?
How about some Calvin Klein?
No. The three pair of tidy whities that I have, mm-hmm. they're only there for when I am that lazy and I haven't done laundry or I'm in a bind and I need a pair of extra underwear.
So tidy whities are the man version of granny panties, basically.
Yes.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, but why not just have like a few more pairs of underwear and get rid of those tidy whities? Why even keep those?
Well, because as a dude, and any guy out there will know, we will wear a pair of underwear, and I don't care how ripped, torn, worn down they are, we're going to wear them till we can't wear them anymore, or somebody throws them away. That's just, we're gonna wear them. Ask any guy. I guarantee you he's got a pair of underwear that are like literally look like they've been in and out of a trash can 100 times, and we're not going to get rid of them.
I'm like that with socks.
We're not going to get rid of them.
Are you like that with socks or underwear?
I'm like that with socks too.
Yeah, but what about Yvette?
I mean, I have certain underwear that I won't wear out just like if I'm on my period. It's like underwear that I really don't
Everyone
want anyone
has
seen.
That. Yeah.
So I guess that would be equivalent to his tidy whities.
Yeah, but even my period panties, you know what I buy for period panties? I buy the stuff with like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on it, or like
I do have a pair of Avengers.
That's what I mean, from Target, like those Marvel panties. Yeah. That's what I wear on my period.
I'm in the middle of a period conversation, right?
But I like to wear like boy shorts though when I'm on my period.
You
so
do?
I like boy shorts.
I can't wear anything but a thong with pants. It's so uncomfortable to me. I can't have fabric on my ass under the pants.
All right, So a quick question. Do you wear certain panties when you're on your period? Do you wear certain pants when you're on your period?
Yeah, the ugly ones.
You do?
Yeah.
See,
I'm afraid what if they get stained? Then I'm really going to mess up a good pair of panties. That's my thinking.
I just wear dark ones. But to be really honest, I really, really swear to God, all I can wear, I only wear G-strings, and I have like 3 or 4 pairs of these like Marvel underwear I'm talking about with like Supergirl or whatever. I don't know if that's really Marvel or I don't know what kind of comic book that is.
What's her name?
Superman, Wonder Woman,
Wonder
whatever.
Woman, I think that's
whoever. Name. I don't know the comics, but the point is I really don't have any granny panty because I don't want to even feel gross when I'm on my period. Do you know what I mean?
You still want to feel sexy at some point, right?
I just feel gross enough already without adding in gross underwear.
That's why I wear tampons. Because I can't wear pads. I just can't.
Every guy is throwing up. We have spent
much
time
talking about...
I mean, we talked about blood in the mouth. Like, we did way too much blood talk.
I feel sorry for Renee.
He's like right in the middle of all
I've already
this.
Went...
I don't think any
a million times.
Guy watching feels sorry for Renee right now. Like, he has me and
you guys,
talking about
it.
Fucking.
They're like, poor guys. Somebody save that guy.
All right, fine. We'll get into the questions. I never even finished introducing you because my ADD is so bad.
Yeah,
Rene
go.
Garcia, he's my friend. He's a comedian. He's hilarious. And he has a podcast. If you are into NASCAR or you like man things like sports, and that could be a girl thing too. Some girls love NASCAR.
That's right.
Tell them about your podcast.
My podcast, it's All Things NASCAR. It's you can find it across the board on Twitter, Instagram, at Turns No Breaks. It's at Turns No Breaks. Or you can go to the website itself, allturnsnobreaks.com. Check it out.
Damn.
And it is run by not only myself, but my partner, Tam. And I am Hispanic. She is African-American. And we love NASCAR, which is absolutely crazy.
I like that. Because
you know that it's a redneck sport. Yes. But me and my girl, Tam Walker, we love NASCAR. We love racing. She loves Formula One. And we talk all things NASCAR. So if you guys like NASCAR, if you guys like sports, come check it out.
I've actually been to a few NASCAR races, and I have to admit, I didn't think I'd be into it, and it was really fun. It's really cool to watch.
Here is the crazy thing, Kate, and I'm going to say this, and I will tell you, this is one of the most craziest and funniest things that's ever happened to me. We were sponsored by Valvoline last year. They sent us to the Daytona 500, which is the Super Bowl of
racing.
It is. We're there. We start interviewing some fans that are all like, you know, tailgating. You want to talk about tailgating? Football has nothing on these people that these rednecks that go out there and tailgate are just absolutely amazing.
Let's not call them rednecks.
Well, they're not rednecks. Well, they are rednecks, but they're the most funnest people.
But they're
ever.
My family. It's fine.
No, and I love them. They loved us. But this is how Southern and just honest they are, that they don't think of it when they say things. So I'm interviewing this guy, and Tam and my girl Tam is filming, right? And after the interview, the guy literally, we're laughing and hugging. He goes, "God damn, man, you're one of the funniest spicks I've ever fucking ran into in my life, man." He goes, "You all right, dude?" He goes, "You're here. You're loving NASCAR. You know your shit, dog." He goes, "God damn, man." He goes, "I wish there were more out there like you." And I swear to God, Kate, I didn't know whether to take that as a compliment,
it
as
was
an insult, and I went, right? You know what? This guy meant no harm. Mm-hmm. He was being honest, but that was just the way he talked. And the fact that he called me a spick, but then followed it up with one of the funniest spicks he'd ever run into ever in his life, I was like, dude, I love you, bro.
Because he called you funny, and you're a comedian. You're like, you could fucking stomp on my skull with your boot, but if you tell me first, I'm the funniest comic you've
and
ever seen.
I'm just glad that I wasn't filming and Tam was interviewing him, because I can't, like I said, Tam is African-American, and I can't imagine what the hell was going to come out of his mouth.
I mean, sometimes, like, my grandma, she's dead now, but when she was alive, like, she would use the word Negroes like it was still the term for black people, but in a positive way. Like, she'd go, your friend Marlia, that Negro girl, she is the sweetest, she's so beautiful. Like, she didn't
that's
even
crazy,
realize
right?
that
that's
it's
crazy.
Not okay to say
yeah.
that. Yeah,
but that's so, a completely that's a completely different generation.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you couldn't get away with that shit.
That's hilarious. Well, I've been to NASCAR. I actually was on a NASCAR poster when I worked with Miller Lite way back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, I was on a couple Miller posters, and they used to sponsor, I think, Kurt Busch. So yeah. I was on a blue number 2 car, like, racing poster.
Wow.
But the only reason I'm telling this is because I'll never forget the NASCAR wives, man. They're the most open fucking... Their husbands would go, "Can I get a picture?" And the wives would go, "Grab her titty, honey. Put your hands on her titty." Like, they
so
would tell
funny.
Them to for the photos.
One of the best wives I've ever met, and I've met a couple of the wives of NASCAR drivers, one of the most nicest, one of the best wives I've ever talked to, interviewed, and even met is Kyle Busch's wife. She is absolutely fantastic. She's a wonderful person. Let me tell you something about these people. They are absolutely the best, Kate. I love them. I love the sport. Please, if you do like NASCAR, please come check out my podcast. It's dope as shit.
Yeah, I'm going to come do it sometime when
you need to.
A hot single racer on.
Yeah, I think there's a couple.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take the black
guy. I might be able to hook you up. There's a black driver, Bubba
I
Wallace.
I said you're making a ton really fun. I think I want to watch.
Yes, Bubba Wallace. He drives the number 43 car, 43 car, which is actually the car that Richard Petty drove.
I don't know who that is, but woo! And my other guest, woo! This is the longest. We are 28 minutes into the podcast, and I'm introducing you guys still. This
yeah,
is
but that's
a
too
28
fast,
minute. Intro- I know. And my other guest, I don't really know how to plug you since you don't do anything in entertainment. Mm-hmm. She's been around for a while. We've had her on. I think you've been on once before, and you've definitely interjected because you've been off to the side a few times mm-hmm. when we've been recording.
True.
Can I say you guys have been sort of seeing each other off and on for quite a while?
That's right.
Yes. Too late, I did. So that's what's happening.
Yeah, right now we're off. After the podcast is over, we're going to be on.
Yeah. This week? They fucked before they came over. I guess it's okay.
I
like that I asked if it was okay for me to say you're seeing each other when you already said that you fucked before the show. guys.
I knocked that
Yvette,
out.
Yvette.
It's only on Mondays.
Her name is Yvette with an E, even though I've been calling her Yvette since I met her because her name is spelled with a Y. And tonight she finally told me that it's Yvette. And
it could be spelled with an I or an E, but it's with a Y.
I think that your parents fucked up.
I think they did too.
Sorry.
What the hell's wrong with that?
Sorry, Mom.
They should spell it as it's pronounced. Is that what you're saying?
How many people call you Yvette because it's spelled with a Y?
I did have a boss once that called me Yvette. People, I never felt like correcting him because he was my boss. So I just felt like even if I did correct him, he wouldn't remember. So
it's Yvette.
It's Yvette.
Yvette, like, guys. Like Renee and Yvette. Woo! All right, we're gonna get to these questions. You guys ready to do this shit?
Ready.
You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, hold on, I'm grabbing. Okay, we're back. It's fine. We're back. All right, so we're just gonna go through these questions. We're gonna do 30 minutes of questions. Y'all ready? This is just like speed. Like you say speed the first dating. Thing that comes to mind.
Okay,
all right,
here we go.
Here's the first question. So I was dating a guy and we were on a break. During the break, I hooked up with someone he knows, not a close friend. Just an acquaintance. Do I have to tell him now that we are back together? Ooh.
No.
Hell no.
No?
Hell no.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, look, she agrees. Hell no.
Really? You don't have to tell him, but what if he hears? I guess what kind of acquaintance? Like, how often do they see each other?
Okay, acquaintance means, like, if I know the dude, not by we hang out, but just like, oh, hey, man, you work over
here. He works on floor 10. I'm on floor 3.
Like, I know you. I say hi to you. Now, if on the break, she hooks up with this dude randomly because they were at a bar, blah, 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 that's none of my business. I don't care to know. I don't want to know. It doesn't matter. She doesn't need to bring it up to me unless she's being a bitch and then she wants to, like, really
hurt
try
him.
To fuck. Yeah. But I don't need to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. And every guy is different, but from my standpoint, I don't care. We're on a break. Well, what do you want me to do? We haven't talked in months.
That makes me feel good.
Seriously.
I think I've kind of done that too. And I've always wondered if I have to tell the guy.
Have you done it?
Well, like, there's one guy that we weren't technically together, and then we just weren't seeing each other at all for a while. And during that time, I did hook up with someone he knows, but they're not close friends. It's like he knows him, like,
right.
The same way you're saying, like, maybe they worked together once a long time ago. And I kind of wondered when I started talking to OG again if I have to tell him. So you're saying no. So, okay, I'm going to go.
So here's my thing. But I feel like,
answer,
I'm going to die right after this.
I'm going with no.
Okay, so here's my way of thinking. What I don't know is not going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Okay?
I agree with that.
So why should he tell me? If he tells me, it's going to hurt me now. If he doesn't tell me, I don't know. Everything's fine.
Do we feel the same way about cheating in a relationship then? What you don't know is better? If he cheats, don't tell?
But that's different.
I don't know.
But of course, in a way, the same thing applies. If I don't know, obviously it's not going to hurt me. Okay. It doesn't make it okay, though.
No, right.
But here's the thing, though, and I'll ask you a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if you hook up and you meet somebody, you bang. It's another thing if you're continuously hooking. See, then that changes the whole.
If you date that,
changes that the whole
person, conflict,
right? Because you're basically having another relationship with somebody, and that is when it's not okay. I am almost the kind of guy that would go, all right, I get it. You were drunk. You were high. Whatever.
Wait,
you
are we talking about cheating? Or are we talking about while you're on the break? Because if you're on a break,
you're on the break. You can do okay.
On the break,
you want.
No, yeah, the,
you can
the,
date
all
him,
bets are
whatever.
Off. All bets
okay.
are off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. No, having another relationship is way beyond like a one time oops, I got drunk and landed on it.
Do you hear that?
Okay. Although I've never cheated.
I'm glad we're doing this.
No,
I've never had a night where I was in a relationship and I got so fucked up, I fucked another dude. I've wanted to. I've definitely flirted with the line of it, like flirting wise, but I have never cheated.
Well, I think I have.
That's okay.
But you know what?
I like
I'm
she's honest.
I'm being honest. But here's why I did it. Here's
you have two, you motherfucker.
You guys have to hear why I did what I did.
Yes, please tell the story.
Oh,
I was seeing this guy for a long time, and I had a cold that night. And
that's a good reason to cheat.
That's a good reason.
I'm getting to.
I need dick.
The pharmacy.
The only way I can get rid of this cough is I need cock.
The pharmacy was out of NyQuil, so. We're kidding. We're totally kidding. It's okay. Go on.
Okay, so
we're just being funny.
Instead of him saying, "Okay, babe, like you're sick. Can I get you anything? Can I make you some soup?" Being caring, being there for me, he said, "Can you go home? I'm not trying to get sick."
Oh hell no.
I go to work, and this guy sees that I'm sick. He's hot too. He was like some vendor for like Coke. I don't know. He was so hot. He comes up to me and says, "Hey, can I get you anything?" He's like, "Can I get you buy you some medicine?
Can I get you anything? Medicine, coke?
Can I buy you some medicine?
Can I just the fact that he was Renee. Caring, he was there oh for me. He asked yeah. me if I needed anything. I said no, I'm okay. But the fact that he was hot and the fact that he's asking me if I need anything, we fucked.
You fucked that I day. Fucked
him.
That
no,
day?
No, not that day. It was like a few days later. So you he got my number.
Oh, you kept in touch and you yeah. ended up fucking yeah. him. Guys,
and no, so no, I didn't feel bad for cheating because I feel like that motherfucker deserved it. He should have been there for me.
Well, the fact that he told you to leave because I didn't want to get sick.
Exactly.
What can I mean? Can I ask a question about this, though? Yeah. Why didn't you just dump the first guy before you fucked the second guy? Like, once you realized that he's a piece of shit.
Kate, I like that.
Because I thought I was in love.
I see.
I thought.
I see.
Right? And then you get a lot of these similar scenarios, and then it builds up, and you're like, you know what? What am I doing in this relationship?
Yeah.
And then it hits you, right? You don't see it in the beginning.
Look.
It's
look,
fair.
Look at the way he's looking at you. Look at the way Einstein's looking at you.
Judging.
He's
like, right, bitch, are you stupid?
I mean, I have not cheated, but I've certainly made excuses in my mind for why I was doing whatever I was doing. Even when I was married, I definitely was like way more of a flirt whore than is appropriate for a married person. And in my head, I would be like, well, it's just flirting. Well, it's just attention. Well, I'm married. Well, I want, like, I need whatever I'm not getting. And it's really not okay once you cross a line.
I didn't feel bad
no,
for
you. No, you're
it.
Right. But me and Kate can probably relate to this more because I know you've never been married before, mm-hmm. but me and Kate can probably relate to this because we've both been married before. And when you're married, Kate, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but you get hit on way more than you were if you were single. I will tell you from a man's point of view, I got hit on so much because I was married that it was absolutely unbelievable. And the whole time I'm thinking, where were you women? Where were you women
you know
when
what
I
it
was
is?
Single?
Wait, you know what it is?
Yvette's raising
women
her hand.
Women want what they cannot have.
So do men.
That's why they found you very attractive. Oh. They're but like, he's taken, but I want him.
Men do too.
I don't think that's one of the reasons. I definitely will say I would masturbate all the time about fucking a married guy when I
really?
Like because I fantasize to masturbate and that was definitely one of them was like always seducing but I've never done it. Mm-hmm. If I know a guy is married, there have been married guys, trust me, that I am like dying to, and I just that's a line because I believe in karma.
Mm-hmm.
So I just won't. But I will say I think it's because when a woman sees a married man on some subconscious level, she knows he can commit. So in somewhere internally, even if she doesn't want him to commit to her, she goes, this guy is potential husband for me if I get him. Even if they don't realize it. And
some
I think
deep shit right here.
I don't know about the whole guy-girl thing because people say that, but you got to understand that I didn't get my tits till after my divorce. So the whole skew is off for me. You know what I mean? For real. Because having tits changes the whole game.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
I get hit on with ass. Tits.
I don't think I
right.
need tits.
But see, that's the crazy
you have
thing.
The ass.
And I don't know if that has anything to do with me being Latino, but I am an ass dude. I could care less about tits. I could care less.
Yeah.
If you could look like me up top, but if you got an ass to back that up, I'm okay with that.
I don't know if it's the tits.
But I do understand that tits change the game. They do.
I don't know if it's the tits or if it's just having more confidence after I got the tits. But what? Because I don't show.
Do you feel like do you feel like your confidence changed?
Little.
It should have.
A little.
My ass.
A little. Like, but what's weird, and you've known me a long time, mm-hmm. like, this is the most tits I really ever show. Like, I never have my tits out, really. So even when I get dressed up to go out, rarely. So it's never been like they're out, but I think it's just something about the feeling of knowing, like,
knowing
have
that
tits.
You got it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, like, show them off.
Yeah.
Because yes,
even like, it's weird, but even, like, at 7-Eleven in the morning when I feel like I look like complete garbage, like,
it could be in the middle of December and you're out with a tank top, you know, going to 7-Eleven going, hey, guys, look.
No, but I'm saying even since I got the tits, even when I look my most shittiest, like, I'm wearing sweatpants and you can't see the tits and I have no makeup and I've been sick for 3 days, I still get hit on more with the tits than I did.
Oh, I could imagine because they're not even looking anything above your shoulders.
But how do they even see them when I'm all covered up and shit? They're not that big.
Guys got x-ray vision when it comes to tits, I'll be honest with you.
And ass. Yvette probably gets hit on constantly.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
My neighborhood's gotten so bad, a guy just started jerking off right in front of the 7-Eleven, and I was watching him. I was watching him from my car, and he had a blanket over it, but I could see the motion of his hand going up and down, and he just stared and made eye contact at me, and I was eating a protein bar.
He's like, those tits. Like, I can see him from over here.
He was a homeless guy?
Yeah, and every time I took
a bite. He might have been jerking off at that protein bar you were eating.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, that protein bar is so good.
So good.
You guys, we answered one question. I said speed round, and we answered one question, and then we all just talked.
All right, guys, going back to questions.
All right, if you could only do one sex position for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, boy, she already knows.
Well, I know his answer.
What is it?
He doesn't know mine. I know his is doggy style.
Goddamn right.
All right.
What about you?
I think missionary.
Ooh, one really? For the rest boring. Of your life.
It might be boring, but a lot of women like it.
Oh, man, that's tough.
I don't know.
Standing up in an alley?
Is that one?
Or I really like when the guy's behind me and he's like choking me and like we're like kind of spooning fucking that position sideways sort of.
Well, I did grab your
what
hair.
What is that?
I feel like my hair getting pulled a little bit.
There's something I like about that. I like as
I
much.
Think I went overboard a little bit, just a tad.
That's okay.
Oh yeah, I can teach you how to pull it right. There's actually like a way to do it.
No.
I took a class.
I'm good.
I swear to God, I took.
I learned something new every day.
I taught the course.
This is great.
I was the teacher. I was in San Francisco. Paid $50 in chicken nachos, and I'm proud.
Sounds good right now.
All right. Would you go
eat after this?
Oh, this is such a. Why does it always have to be so sexual with my people?
No, they must be all men.
No, there's some women in here. Okay.
Right, let's get some women.
How many dates do you have to go on before you have sex?
Oh, it depends on what era you were born in.
What era or area?
Era.
Oh.
Like what era were you born in? Like, okay, me, I can guarantee you this. It didn't matter. I'm a guy.
Guys will fuck.
I always want to hit a home run the first date. Girls are not like that.
Do you really?
We talked about this earlier.
Wait.
Girls think differently on girls mentally think stuff on a different level. With guys, it's always sexual. It's a proven fact that men think about sex way more than women do.
That's true. But that doesn't mean that you always will be down to fuck on the first date. Are you always down to fuck on the first date, no matter what?
You goddamn right I am.
I'm not.
I'm not either. I don't even always kiss on the first date.
Every guy watching or listening to this is going, if this guy says no, he's gay.
Well, I will tell you that the right move for the guys is to wait as long as you can. Because if a guy doesn't make a move on me by date three, I start to think he's just trying to be my friend. And I start wanting him so much more than if he was being aggressive.
I have a story.
Okay.
Tell the story.
So I went out with this doctor.
Holy shit.
It was our first date. And, I guess you don't know about it, but I guess you're listening now. And I did have a few drinks, and I wanted to go home, but he was like, no, you've been having a few drinks. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll crash on the couch. He goes, no, like, come to the bed. He didn't make not one move. He let me be on my side. He went on his side. We went on another date, same thing, his side, my side. I started thinking, now where the hell is this guy going to, make
That's
a move?
What I'm saying. You start to wonder, is he my friend? Is he gay?
Wait a minute.
Does he have a wife? What the fuck is going on?
That sounds like something
we did.
You guys did that too? You
yeah.
spent the night together and didn't
yes,
have sex?
Yes,
yes.
Because
I'm not kidding you.
But that's because, Renee, you said you were too tired to fuck her, remember?
True.
So actually,
you know what?
Sometimes
and
he
that's true.
Down.
But, Kate, I want to be honest with you. This and every guy out there that is probably my age can literally understand and relate to what I'm going to say. Like, there is a little bit of a difference in age here, you know? And I think that anybody that my age, and I'm in my 40s, you know what? I love sleep a little bit more than anything else. And I am okay with going, you know what? You don't want to fuck tonight? it's okay. I'm already tired. I don't want to exert more energy trying to fuck you, and I don't know if you want to fuck. Because if you don't, you know what? I am okay with going to bed. I'm going to roll my ass over and go to sleep. This one over here the next day goes, you didn't even try to fuck me. And I go,
it's well, a that's because only, I was only because it was tired. A surprise for me. I had never encountered something like that.
Yeah.
No.
Not many women having.
Not that I was mad that he didn't try to fuck me. Not at all.
It sits in your head like, why didn't he try to fuck me if you spend the night and they don't try?
Exactly.
Or the worst is, you guys in your 40s, it's true. Like, it just happened to me with a guy. Like, you want to fuck, but you don't want to fuck bad enough to put in just that extra effort that a guy
exactly
who's like 25.
Exactly my point.
If you have to drive a few miles, if you have to do any work at all, you're like, eh.
If I was in my 20s, I don't care if she lived 100 miles away. I would have been like, where do you live? Okay, you know what? I'm walking. I'm running over there to your place. I'm in my 40s. I'm like, look, where do you live? You know what? Call me when you move closer, like 5 more miles. I'm not going to exert the energy to try to go over there. I cannot do it. I'm too old.
So
I'm too tired.
Pissed off when I really want to fuck a guy and I know he's not as like desperate for it as me because it's backwards. Like, I actually had a guy say to me the other night, he said, this is a quote. He said, you might be the best sex of my life, but I'm just at an age where I'm not going to drop what I'm doing to fuck anyone. That's
exactly
an exact quote. And I was like, bitch.
And you know what?
Being honest.
I would high five that guy.
And
I would fucking
like,
high
I'm
five. And I go, I
life.
Get you, brother. I totally understand.
Fuck
it's
that
a complete,
guy.
Well,
fuck you.
And you eventually did, I'm sure.
Horny.
She's like, horny right
she's
now.
She's still waiting.
And you left the country. Come back.
Where are you?
Come back. I need you.
Show yourself.
I mean, there was a guy. There was a guy.
Was it you,
I was,
Einstein?
Listen, there was a guy I was flirting with from overseas. We were flirting and talking, and he was so hot, and we had chemistry just over fucking FaceTime. We didn't do anything sexual. We just talked. And then he came to town, and even that guy, it must be the age thing. I don't know, because even that guy was like, he definitely wasn't trying. Like, if it worked out, he was down, but he wasn't trying.
Yeah.
It was driving me crazy because I'm at that age where, like, I need to fuck to stay sane because I'm in my 30s. You'll see. You get so
you're at your sex peak.
Sex peak.
Right?
Once I start thinking about it with my addictive
women
brain,
at that age, wow, that's your sex peak. Men, what is it, 18?
Yeah. I think once we get into high school, I think.
You know when you're a smoker and you start fiending for a cigarette? If you don't get one, it's all you can think about at some point.
Yeah.
That's how I am with sex if I know it's coming. I'm cool if it's not coming. But once I make a plan to fuck, if the guy...
And that's the problem with getting into your 40s. We think about sex just as much as a 23-year-old. But the difference is that I'm okay with jerking it off, rubbing one out, and going to bed. I don't need for you to come over. I don't need to drive wherever.
So
wait,
but that's
get it.
Great.
I'm okay
no,
with throwing
not
on some porn. And
but I know that if I want to, I can just get on
right
top of
to
him
bed.
And we're having sex.
Yeah, huh? If you're there in his presence.
Well,
you know,
yeah, that's different.
That's different.
That's
what I'm
saying. Not gonna do that. I mean, if you're there, I'm going
to
do
but that's
it,
great. But like, what if you were like 23 and like, you're like bugging me and I'm like, I don't want to.
Well, then I'm
then
probably going
to
break
so
up with
you. So that's great. No, but
go,
that's
gonna,
great
I'm gonna,
that
I'm
you're not 23.
I'm going to go to the store.
Talk over it.
I'm going to tell you that I'm going to go to the store real quick, and I'm going to call somebody up, and I'm going to go bang her, and then come right back, and then go to bed.
Good thing you're not 23, then.
You're lucky with
that. I have a question about this, though. So let's say you are being lazy, you don't want to drive across town, or like you have an audition in the morning or whatever, you have to get up early for work, so sex is your last priority.
Right.
But you also haven't fucked for like 2 weeks, let's say. Now, in that situation, are you more desperate or are you still like, eh, fuck it?
If I've waited 2 weeks, what's one more day?
Well, because I assume that if you're not desperate after 2 weeks, that you've been fucking a lot during that time. That's my assumption.
Well, when... and today... and today... Today.
I don't mean when you have a girl. I mean when you're like just casually hooking up with people. Like if a guy that I'm fucking if I'm fucking a guy and he doesn't fuck me for 2 weeks, I assume he fucks someone else. I just assume.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, he could be busy. He could be just, you know, doing his own thing.
I'm never too busy, to orgasm.
Well, and neither is he. I can guarantee you that.
But jerking off is not the same.
Are you kidding me? Sometimes it's the best ever.
It's not the best.
Trust me.
I hear men do it all the time, though, even when you're married. Like, that's you just have to do it.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
I'll jerk off and still want to fuck right after.
Okay. Well, that's that is the luxury that women have, that you can do that. A guy, we cannot do it. We cannot do it. You got to give us at least 20 to 30 minutes to get back up. And then,
is that really the gap?
Yes, the 20 exactly. minutes is 20, not 30.
You know, if we're on blow, forget it. It's not going to happen.
I like how you relate everything back to if we're on blow. Most people are not on blow.
Whiskey dick.
All right. Let's just cut to the next question. For fuck's sake. We only got through two questions in 30 minutes. This is not a question. Do you like syrup? That's not a question.
Unless it's Aunt Jemima's.
Who doesn't like syrup? Would you do porn? No. I would have already. Are your boobs real? These are stupid questions, guys. I'm sorry to call you stupid. Ooh, here's a good one. What's the most interesting place you've hooked up?
Oh, right on.
Interesting.
Well, I know mine.
Go ahead.
I'm still thinking of mine.
Am I gonna go first?
Tell it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Mine was...
oh, shit. What? I just remembered mine.
Oh, God, shit. Now I want to
dangerous. No, you got to go first. Renee, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, mine's not like outrageous or anything like that, but mine was in an airplane.
Ooh, that's great. Yeah, mine in the bathroom? No. Private jet?
No.
Under the blanket, handy?
Yes.
Does that really count?
I don't know.
I think it counts.
Yes, I think it does too, because... we were on a plane, and my family was there. But thank God that the plane was practically empty. And it wasn't a red eye. It wasn't in the middle of the night. It was literally in the middle of the day.
How did you hide?
Oh, my God. Exactly. With a blanket. That's how
I mean, just
did.
Your face and your, like, that moment of coming. How do you hide that as a guy?
Wait, were you on top of her?
There's a handy.
Oh, a handy. Oh.
But I started... like this, and oh my God, it was just she was dripping. It was like I thought she was pregnant and the water busted. I was like, damn, this bitch is wet.
I'm never sitting in an airplane seat the same.
Like this, and then all of a sudden she goes, just fucking take it out. And then first of all, she just throws the
hold the mic in front of your mouth.
She throws the blanket over me, and then I already have it out. It's rock hard, and then she's just like. And then she's like this, like she's talking to me, but she's fucking saying nasty shit. And I am just like, explode like that. And I was like, oh my God.
Did your mom hear you? Did you yell?
Okay, you know
when
you say
Guadalupe?
You know in a plane there's A, B, and C? Okay, well, she's over here. My mom's in the middle, and she was over my mom. No, I'm kidding. That's not true. But she,
you're
no,
in
my,
window,
my
and
mom,
your date was an aisle, yeah, and your mom was
exactly.
Between
you. No, my mom was like five rows back.
Did you
with
make
my
noise?
Dad.
Did you make noise?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God!
She stuffed napkins in my mouth so I could bite the napkin, so I couldn't make any noise.
Where were the?
So she just had these napkins handy, right? Like. She just had them handy. Like
she was prepared.
Shit, I think she's done this before.
Knew exactly what she was doing, and hot. I had no fucking clue. How
I'm
hot
into
is
it.
That shit?
It's
that
pretty is hot.
You know what? I got a boner right
you
now.
You just made mine so much less exciting. But mine was on a trampoline, which is pretty cool.
Actually, that's not bad.
Yeah, we were just chilling on the trampoline.
Explain that one.
We were chilling on the trampoline. It was just at chilling. A party. My friend just had chilling. A trampoline, and we were on the trampoline. No one was really around. I mean, people were, but no one was paying attention. Everyone was talking to people and shit. And we just kind of started making out. And I was like, have you ever fucked on a trampoline? And he said, no. And I said, we should wait till this clears out a little and do it. And then we did.
And even if that thing's moving or bouncing, God. It's like you might think, oh, there's kids in there.
I got on top. It was a little bouncy. It was like a little bouncy house.
Did he finish?
Did he finish? No, we fucked for a while on there and then we went inside.
Oh.
To finish.
Well, that's not bad. That's still.
But I came on there.
Of
it's easy
because
when you're jumping
chick.
Up and down, true. It's kind of like when you're on.
Girls do have it easier.
Oh, you know where else I came alone?
But, she's so excited about this.
On this, there's a ride. There's a fucking
like on a
ride.
Circle. I mean, at a circus.
At like a
amusement park.
Yeah, amusement park.
Holy shit!
You know the boat ride that you sit on?
Yes.
And it goes up and down.
Yes.
If you ride that long enough, you will have an orgasm.
Get out.
I rode it like 3 times in a row with my girlfriend. We were like, she was like, "Are you kind of?" I'm like, "Yeah."
I rode that 10 times. I've never had an orgasm.
There was no line, so we kept asking the guy to keep it going. I think he knew what was happening. He
like
was,
it just goes.
Every time
like,
it went down, like y'all this? threw $5.
Oh, it was amazing. It was really good, you guys.
This one
I'm not
over
kidding.
Here, so what's yours?
All right, yours, Yvette.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. The roof of a hospital.
Well, you work at a hospital, so that's exactly logical. That's hot. I like rooftop sex. Could you see people, cars?
No. No.
It's just alone up there?
Just alone up there.
Well, that's like a tent.
So, I mean,
well,
he was...
both work in the medical field.
He was an engineer, so he had the keys to all the places in the hospital. So it was one
is it like
things.
Grey's Anatomy working in the hospital? Does everyone fuck in all the rooms? Tell
well,
the
I'm
truth.
Not a nurse, so I wouldn't know, but I think so. I definitely think so. I wouldn't be surprised.
I've done that too, and it is pretty hot. It is. Because the one thing working in a hospital environment like that is you always have to think about, is somebody going to walk in? Is somebody not going to walk in? Is
that
somebody
going to
catch
hotter.
Us? Or is somebody not going to catch us?
Good thing I was on the roof. No one's going up there.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Yeah. No one just Wowza. Like, no one just wanders up to the hospital roof.
No,
I don't think.
Not at all. Unless you're an engineer because something's like
now,
going on up there.
Was it during the day or was it at night?
At night.
Okay. Well.
That's
if it would have been during
dope.
The day, yeah, that still would have been. Yeah, it's still pretty dope, but if it would have been during the day, that
I mean, we could
been
just
hot.
Do places we fucked, but we'll do another question. All right, I'm pausing. Hang on. Okay, we're going to try this one more time where I ask a question. I'm actually putting a timer on this now.
Okay,
we have 30 seconds each to answer, and then we have to move on.
Okay,
so we do a speed
perfect.
Round. All right, we're so ADD. Jesus Christ. All right, here's the first one. Why do some women only suck half of the dick, asking for the other half? That's the funniest fucking question. Here's what I have to say about that as a woman who has only sucked half a dick on occasion. Because some of y'all motherfuckers have
dick.
Humongous dicks. And we can't get it all the way down our fucking throat. Do you know when I see a guy with a medium-sized dick, I go, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be able to give this guy amazing head. I know it right away. And I have a narrow jaw. So if you have a really fat one, it's hard, man. I got to like break my jaw open for that.
Well, I personally can't answer any of that.
Why
so
not?
I'm going to...
But here's what you can answer, 30 seconds. Do you like your whole dick sucked or more of a tip guy? Like, what's your favorite part of the dick to have sucked?
Definitely the tip.
Definitely. Because all the, like,
that's
nerves
the, that's
are
the,
like
yeah,
right there.
That's the most sensitive, so definitely
yeah,
the tip.
I know that.
So how come some guys want you to, like, choke on their dick? Just makes it feel like they have a huge cock?
I think so.
You know what? Probably so. Now, I don't mind if a girl tries to deep throat my shit, but I would be honest with you, I probably have, like, a medium size. I probably have... just the perfect size, so it's perfect, and I'm okay with that.
I love that.
Yes.
I just want it to
be
a good size for
absolutely.
Sucking.
Absolutely. Now, you can ask Yvette. Go ahead.
No, I love how Kate just answered that so easily. I'm just like, huh? Half a dick?
Yeah, well, I think about that all the time. I feel guilty if I can't get the whole dick
okay,
in
my so
mouth.
It makes sense if it's really big, obviously. Maybe you can only reach half. And then if you do the whole thing, you're going to start choking. And I don't think you really want to start choking, right?
No. Well, actually, yeah, I choke on it a little on purpose, even if it's small, to make them feel good.
Like you go...
Yeah, like, well, I stick it so far down my throat, it makes me
okay,
choke
so personally,
a little.
Personally, I feel like I have to be at a certain level with this guy to really do the entire thing, if that
oh
makes any
God.
Sense.
Wait,
if
like the more, wait,
sense.
The more connected to him, the more of his dick you
sort
take
sort of.
In your mouth?
I know that sounds extremely weird. I know it does,
but Kate, remember the last time when you
she hadn't blown you yet?
Yes. No.
No, right. The last time we podcasted, actually,
it's not
she
something
had,
I just, oh, I'm going to do it. Like, I don't do that.
No, but the last time we podcasted, she had blown you one time.
Yeah, she finally
and you
did
finally
it.
Talked about it, and you said it was like the best
and
head of your
was,
life.
Amazing.
You did say it was amazing. But do you think it was more amazing because of the buildup? Tell the truth.
Okay, probably so. That had a lot to do with it, but it still, from a guy's point of view, it still was amazing.
Amazing.
She handled that.
Did she do the whole, like turn the hand thing? Good work.
She definitely knew what the fuck she was
doing. Do you like your balls licked, Renee?
Yes. I don't mind that at all.
Do you shave them?
Yes.
I hate when guys trim everything else and leave their balls hairy. Then they're like, suck on my balls. And I'm like, bitch, it's a fucking forest down here. I'm sorry, but it pisses me off. All right, next question. We talked about this. Do girls like having their hair pulled, really?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I do too.
I do.
Down there, up there. Oh.
How much hair do people have?
I never have
hair
down there.
I don't either, but it's coming back.
I like being clean.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently a bush is coming back. But Joey Diaz told me to get a pussy wig, like a toupee, a pussy toupee. They make those.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, he said every once in a while, I'll slap that on, your guy feels like he's fucking someone new. That's what he said.
Change it up.
That sounds
right?
Like Joey.
Yeah, he even knows the name of it and shit.
Savage.
I swear to God.
Oh, shit.
All right. Was sex better with a porn star or civilian? Have you fucked a porn star before?
Yes, I have.
I haven't.
That's right. You haven't.
I haven't.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I don't
it.
Think I want to.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it, you know, mm-hmm. as just a to-do bucket list thing. Because I've actually hooked up with a few. And I can honestly say that the one was really, really, really fucking amazing. But we also had a really strong connection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but he was really good. There's only one other person who's been as good in my mind as this guy. But that's because he was also an actor. So, like, any fantasy you've ever had, well, it's just he's uninhibited because he's used to fucking in all kinds of characters.
Well, he's also used to acting, so.
Yeah. So if you're like, hey, I've always wanted to be fucked by, like, a guy who broke out of prison and kidnaps me and fucks me, then one night he'd be like, come over, and I'd show up, and it would be like, that would be what happened. He'd, that's like, attack funny. Me and be like, I just got out of jail. like he would do whatever I want.
I think that's called the role playing.
It's called role playing. I'm saying some people, when they role play, it's like it's bad acting. But this guy, it's his job.
Yeah.
So it was great. And it was a surprise.
Was he a bad actor?
Well, I have only seen a little bit of his porn. And it was really hard to watch because he would, like, say the same things he would say to me. And I'd be like, so is he acting with me? Or is he... So is that I love you just for me or for the porn? No. It was weird. I actually never watched his porn until I got over him. And then I would watch it sometimes.
No wonder.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, my God, he's filming that in his living room. I swear to God.
You're like, he said the same line.
Like, he was filming porn on his couch where we fucked, filming porn. Like, he would just put a camera in the living room.
Other DNA.
Oh, it wasn't a good idea. But the other porn stars, actually, I've hooked up with a few, I'm not going to lie, after the AVN Awards, like, one time each. And they were all just whatever, fine.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to hook up with a porn star.
It's not the biggest buildup ever, so I agree.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely know what they're doing.
It definitely was fun. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely fun. It's just not the buildup that I think most people think it is. It's just, okay, now it's over.
I think it's like technically they know what they're doing. Like, it's like if someone's like technically a good joke teller or joke writer, but they might not have the same like stage presence and delivery, that's the connection.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. Right.
But you can be as good as a porn star is the point I'm trying to make, because the last guy I fucked.
Yeah, if you're a good actor. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, if you just know how to read body language, that's the secret.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely body language. That is correct. Yeah.
I think psychics are probably the best in bed.
Ooh, I've never done that before.
Well, think about it. The whole way they tell you your, quote, future is they read you in the room.
Oh, my God.
You know, they say it's your grandmother. You were close to your grandmother, and you go, and then they know they're onto something, and they're like, Beatrice. And you're like, and they're like, Bee. And you're like, Betty. Like, they read you, you know? So they're probably great fucks. That's just my idea. I don't know.
You're coming.
Ooh.
Yes, I am.
What do you think of cute nicknames in a relationship? Gross or you like?
I personally love that shit myself.
Me too. But I give nicknames to my friends even. You
know
what I mean?
I kind of do that.
Yeah. Like, not you. But, like, there's certain people...
No, I know. Yeah. But are you specifically talking about,
okay,
like chicks, like, in general?
I guess in relationships, like, do you give people nicknames? I do, too.
Yeah, she knows I do.
We have one for each other.
What is it? I ask?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I call her Honey Bunny.
Honey Bunny?
I call her Honey Bunny.
And then we even, like, put the emoji of the honey and the bunny.
I even put the emojis, honey and a bunny.
Maybe what I think is you shouldn't share it. Like, it's nice and cute, but then when you say it out loud like that, it makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, okay.
I'm kidding. Maybe I actually think it's cute. Mm. I will admit, tell me as a girl if you agree with this. When a guy calls me baby in a text, like, if he says baby, it makes me, like, melt and think he really, really likes me. And my friend Jackson said, no, man, like, really? Southern guys just say baby all the time, and it doesn't mean anything, but I think it means a lot.
I think I agree with you. It does make me feel special.
Because who says baby?
Like, yeah, hey, who baby. Says that?
Southern guys.
Do you call lots of girls baby? Do you even call Yvette baby?
Well,
he calls me babe.
Well, I call her babe. Not no, there are some times I do call her baby in a text message or even when we're together. The one thing she does hate is when I give or she feels that I give other girls the same affection that I give her, and she doesn't like that at all. But that's not me being an asshole. It's just me being who
yourself.
I am.
I think that's
I'm
just
affectionate.
Who he is.
That's the way I was brought up, and I'm an affectionate kind of guy. Yep. My family is very affectionate.
We
hug each other. We kiss each other.
There's even been times when I first met you that I was like, is he hitting on me or does he just kiss every girl on the face? He really kisses all his friends, even guys.
There you go.
I learned that.
He kisses guys, dude. I'm not even kidding. Like, at first, for a second, I was like, is he just into everyone? Like, what is his deal? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
He's just so friendly and lovable.
I am. I'm sorry.
And I learned that.
Well, you know what's something I actually learned with age, and it wasn't until like last year I picked up on this, and it's the best thing I ever did. Uh-oh. I used to, if a guy would be real affectionate and touchy with me, like the way you are, like with everyone, right? I would think that meant he was super into me because I'm not that way with just anyone. So if I am that way with you, I really like you, even if it's as a friend. But like, I don't just hug strangers or like I won't just like lean on a stranger or whatever, right?
Right.
Not strangers, but even like acquaintance, whatever.
I feel like they kiss your forehead.
Right.
That's like, another one.
I'm not that way. Even as a kid, I remember having certain relatives that would kiss me on the lips and I would feel like, ew, like who kisses on the lips? It's creepy. But they were like Italian, whatever. That was like how
we've had that conversation.
Yeah, so
he knows where I stand on that.
Yeah, she doesn't like it.
I mean, I don't really like it, but then I have certain friends, like every once in a while, my friend Jackson, every now and then will give me a kiss on the lips good night, but not in a romantic way. Just like in a, like,
yeah, it's just an affectionate, friendly, hey.
Yeah, no tongue, not holding it. Just,
right, yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Be
right?
careful.
But what I was going to say is I learned recently to pay attention to how they are with everyone else in the bar. Like, I'll notice some certain guys are that way, even with, like, strangers, someone they just met, they touch a lot. Like, an example is Vinny.
Example is me, goddammit.
Or you.
Him and Vinny.
Yeah, like you guys.
Actually,
Vinny
that's
is affectionate.
Me and Vinny,
right?
Both like that.
Vinny
like
is brothers. A guy we're friends with, by the way, for the people that don't know. So, like, he touches everybody. So I remember when I first met him thinking, oh, my God, he's flirting with me so hard because he's so touch. But then the longer I've known him, I see he's like that with anybody, anywhere.
Yeah.
So now I know not to let it mean anything, and I try to pay attention with every new guy.
You know what? That is absolutely right on, because we've had this argument and this conversation before, and she's told me right off the bat, you know what? I don't like when you hug other girls, kiss other girls, that's for me, blah 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 blah.
Maybe
I
try
totally
not to
get
kiss
it
them.
But yeah,
yeah,
but you know
the
what?
Hugging
it's
is
hard.
Fine.
It's hard,
but it's like a
I've always been
oh,
that
well, hey,
he is like that, but that really is like
that's
he
totally
is
me.
So affectionate, but that's also the reason
and then he
why
does that.
That's the reason why when I'm depressed, Renee is one of the first people I will reach out to, because no matter how depressed you are, Renee comes in like a fucking ball of rainbows. Like, he's so warm. And he was that way from when I first met him, but he's never tried to fuck me ever, not once, for even like a moment. It's just how he is.
It's an energy. I think it's just the energy. It's a vibe. You try to give off positive vibes. And I know sometimes that comes off as flirty.
It's the light of Guadalupe inside of
you.
And like I said, I've learned that already, so I'm okay with that, because at the end of the day, I know my lane, I know their lanes, so.
Once you know, you have to pay attention to the things they do for you that they don't do to everyone else, and that's the stuff that when it starts to stop, you go, oh, like, maybe they're not into me anymore. That's
right,
what I pay
right,
attention
right.
to now.
Yeah.
Like, if a guy, when I first start talking to him, comments on all my Instagram shit, and I notice he doesn't do that with many people, I go, oh, he's flirting.
Well, like, this guy's really, like, into me.
Yeah, but if he's doing
but
it to
it
everyone.
But is it also annoying?
I personally...
Like, is it annoying? Like,
I personally
this is
like
why
it.
I'm happy I don't have a social media. I don't have Instagram. I have Snapchat, which is completely different than Instagram. This is why I'm happy. I don't care what you're doing on Instagram. I don't need to know.
Do
all
you know
I need to know
like
is what
it?
We're doing together when in the moment. That's all I care about.
Well,
but.
Do you know why I like when a guy comments on my Instagram if he's flirting with me? I'll be honest. Because it makes me think he's not trying to hide me from someone else. meaning like if he's married or has a girlfriend or some shit like that, she's going to be watching his comments. He's not going to leave any comments on my page. But so even if it doesn't mean he's into me, at least I know it means he's not embarrassed or hiding me, which now I've been hidden so many times. I'm like, do not fucking hide me. Like, I will never be in another secret dating relationship. Oh, I'm not going to put it on Facebook. Fuck that. It's disgusting. But I will never keep it a secret.
Shit, yeah.
No, never. Okay, one more. Oh, okay, two more, because this can't be the last one.
Okay.
If you do anal on the first date, is it technically not putting out? That's the stupidest. Of course it's putting out.
It's definitely putting out.
Yeah, I think it's the
most. Who does that on the first date, really?
There are girls. Wait, was it Vinny or Jack that told me that story? Jack.
I think it maybe.
Jack. Jack said he went out with a girl who was like, I'm a virgin, I can't fuck you, but you can do it in the butt. I swear to God. Yeah, she wouldn't let her. Yeah, that's real.
And I'm sure Jack went, okay.
I mean, some guys don't like it. And Joey Diaz told me to never let a guy do it or he'd never take me to dinner again. And so I'm not letting any guys do it anymore unless we're like fully in love together. Like, that's boyfriend shit. I tell them.
Like, that's that. Like, that's the over the line. Like, look, if you do me in the butt tonight, we're boyfriend, girlfriend.
We're married.
We have to be boyfriend, girlfriend first. I say on stage, it's my promise ring that once you put your dick in my butthole, we're getting married. Like, that's it. I'm sorry, but I like fingers and tongues, but no dicks.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that was a question someone asked. What does eating ass taste like? I mean, mine tastes like Skittles.
Okay, if you're asking that, like that's weird, but...
Yeah, well, someone told me it tastes like Skittles, which is the best line anyone ever said to me.
Actually, that's...
He said, you have the sweetest butthole I've ever licked. It tastes like Skittles, and I have licked a lot of famous buttholes. That's an exact quote.
That's
and
great.
I said, taste the rainbow, baby.
Wow. Did he break out like the commercial with Skittles all over his face?
Yeah. Every time we fucked after that.
Is it contagious? Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Every time we fucked after that, I would rub Skittles all over my asshole right before I'd come to his house, be like, taste that, motherfucker.
So it's like actual Skittles he's tasting?
No, yeah. His tongue looked like Skittles, and that's a problem.
His tongue was rainbow color when he took it out, which is fine. It was kind of cute.
I've never... eating ass where it's tasted like Skittles.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you never did it.
No, I have. It's
you do it to her, right?
He's never had.
I haven't. I haven't.
I'm so sad right now in my heart. You have to do it as soon as we get off this podcast. I'll go in the other room and you're eating her ass. I have Summer's Eve wipes you can wipe down.
So funny.
It's happening.
The Summer's Eve wipes are the secret, guys. I wash my asshole every day with Summer's Eve.
I do too.
And
Summer's Eve.
See?
I don't have the wipes. I have the soap.
I have both. Yeah. I have the soap for my shower, and I take the wipes with me out of the house, and every guy compliments the flavor. So just saying, give it to your girl or use it.
Oh, my God.
Does her pussy taste awesome?
Oh, fuck,
see?
Yeah.
Summer's Eve makes me feel fine.
And she knows I love
I should get that. Summer's Eve as a sponsor on this podcast.
Well,
I don't know what the hell she puts
Summer's
down
Eve,
there,
if you're
fantastic.
Listening.
Yeah.
Kate Quigley, everyone.
Yeah, and sometimes I use Suave Men's Body Wash if I want to make a guy jealous and like make him think I showered another dude's house.
Oh, that's a new one. No, that's good.
Well,
that's
someone left
fantastic.
It here.
And then you just used it because like ran out of your own.
Actually, that's exactly how it happened. Eric Myers, when he lived with me, which, by the way, this product will tell you everything about the simplicity of a guy in one product. It's fucking shampoo, conditioner, and body wash in one.
Holy smokes.
It's like $3. I'm like,
I've seen those.
It's fucking crazy.
I don't know why they don't make them for women like that.
I use it for all three when I run out of shit. I don't care. I'll use it for hair or for my body. So I washed with it. Which, by the way, it's very strong. Like, I actually was nauseous all night because I smelled like a fucking bottle of Axe threw up on me. But I went out with a guy that night that I'd been kind of seeing a little, but we hadn't hooked up yet.
And he was like,
yet.
How many dudes did you hook up with tonight?
He seriously said something about it. He said something about it. He was like
you smell like three dudes.
Yeah. He goes, did you come from your house? Because I Ubered to meet him. I go, yeah. He goes, do you have a roommate? I could tell. Why
he
was
you knew where this was going.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, no. And he was like, huh. And I was like, why? And he was like, no reason. And then I didn't say anything for most of the night. And then at one point, I finally said something like, you don't wear Axe, do you? And he was like, no, why? I go, I don't know. I've been smelling it all night. Like, I brought it up like it was on him, not me, because I kind of liked him. So I wanted to sort of abort the mission. I didn't want him to think I was fucking someone else.
Right, right, right.
But I think it stuck in his head and it worked. He was way more into me after that.
Okay, so it didn't backfire then?
No, it didn't backfire.
It didn't, like, he go, I knew it.
No, but that's because I made it seem like it was coming from somewhere else. And then we kissed goodbye and I left. So, like, he could have thought it was in the...
And he didn't send you a text message later going, I felt like I kissed a dude.
No, but all right, other cool, men good. Have done that all right, to me. Well. So, shout out Bronston Jones. My friend Bronston. You know Bronston.
Oh, I know Bronston.
We've never fucked. We made out one time. We made out one just time.
Once.
One time.
Just once.
And the next day he told me, I was so high for a second I thought I was making out with a dude. That's a quote. A dude.
How romantic.
I know.
Wowza.
We never made out again. And
were you wearing a fake mustache or...
No, I think
because he's got a bushy beard, doesn't he?
He has a really big beard, and you know, we had never hooked up at all, and I don't know why we even made out. We were drunk. I was sad. He was sad. We were sad, and we made out. And the next day, he said, "I thought I was making out with a guy. Like I was so high. He was so high and drunk and just out of it. I think he did like some acid or something. I'm not sure."
Wow.
Yeah, and we never hooked up again. And he told me now he always, when he gets attracted to me, he remembers that moment and then he loses his erection.
Yeah, and so. He goes to the restroom and pukes.
I think that was a good ending, honestly. I feel like that was a good date fail for me.
Date
like,
fail.
I made out with my best friend and he became gay for me and then lost his interest. So, good story, guys. Okay. I actually really do like that as an ending. I'm just getting tired.
No,
that's why
it's all good.
That's why I'm
Kate,
almost
Kate, thank
done.
You for having us. Thank you Dude, for having me. I love you
this
so
was
much.
Fun.
Thank you. I have like 100 more questions, but what I'm going to do is screenshot all of them, and then we'll do this again. I might even do an all-girls episode and then an all-guys episode.
Ooh, that would be dope.
That would be interesting.
I could do the same questions to just girls and just guys so we get more honest
that
answers.
That would be... Really smart. Yeah. Same questions.
And then listen to them back to back. So then you have to listen to two episodes. All right, Renee, plug one more time just the name of your podcast.
Name of the podcast is All Turns, No Breaks. You can find us across the board on Twitter and Instagram at Turns, No Breaks. You can also find me on my personal account across the board at It's Renee Garcia on Instagram and Twitter. Find me up.
At It's Renee Garcia, and the chick that co-hosts with you, is she cute?
Yeah, actually she is. She's a cute. Very pretty girl. Her name is Tam Walker, and you can find her there too, at Sincerely Tam, and she is absolutely phenomenal. She is the best. She's the hardest worker that I know.
Is she single?
As a matter of fact, she is, but she has a man friend that she hangs out with.
Okay.
But technically they're not together. It's almost like this way right here. It's the same story.
Okay. right. Yes.
And it ends right there.
No. And well, that's okay because you guys technically aren't totally together, although neither of you would make out with someone else in front of each other. That's kind of where you're at, I think, which I haven't had in a long time. So, Yvette, you probably don't want to plug. Do you want to plug something?
Nope. It's Yvette, not Yvette, with a Y, not an E.
There you go.
Your name. Yvette. She's plugging her name and the spelling, the proper spelling and pronunciation.
It can
of her
get
name.
Confusing.
It can,
some.
Actually. And guys, I will just plug, I am doing a photo shoot with Holly Randall. I'm going to be very honest. I'm super uncomfortable asking for money, and I have been since the beginning, and I have a Patreon, and you guys already support me. But Holly is my good friend, and she doesn't ever shoot anything outside of adult, and she wants to. So she wants to shoot me. So all we're doing is a Kickstarter to raise enough money for her to do a photo shoot with me. The photos are going to be hot, but also funny, sexy, cool. We're going to do some implied nudes, and there's different rewards if you sponsor it. So we're actually halfway to our goal, but go check out the Kickstarter. I will tweet it out, and it's pinned to the top of Holly's page. And if you want to support, you get a signed photo in the mail and all kinds of
dope.
Crap like that. So, okay. I love you guys. You're the best. I'm in Salt Lake City this weekend with Uncle Joey. And then next weekend, I am at Mall of America with Jack Jr., House of Comedy, Minneapolis. So come out and see us. And it's Kate Q Funny. I love you guys. Sorry we are all over the place. I am really buzzed right now. So I'm going to go masturbate. And Renee's going to eat Yvette's asshole for the first time. Virgins. Woo! Bye, guys. Ha 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 ha.